All right, let's talk to the Ditty. Ray Dittinger joins us every single Monday at this time. First time in a couple years, as of a couple weeks ago, that Ray is a weekly guest on a show the day after an Eagles game to break it all down. We're so proud that Ray is with us every Monday at this time. He's brought to us by Verizon. Of course, phones, you know, not made to be broken, but life happens. So when your phone breaks, Verizon's got you. Trade in any phone at your local Verizon store in any condition guaranteed and get a great deal on one of the best 5G phones with unlimited ultimate. We welcome the Hall of Famer, Ray Ditty. Good morning, Ray Ditty.
Morning, Joe. I guess that's what it tells you all you need to know was that last little clip there that Merle Reese is welcoming the bye. I mean,
you can't. I know.
Merle Reese is welcoming a week off.
It's so bad.
That's where you are right now.
So
that's where you are right now.
Ray, there's so many ways to go, and we'll ultimately get to all the main topics. But I want to just throw what I think are the three main topics in one question, and get you to give this answer. Which is the biggest issue with the Eagles? Is it A, the defense, B, Jalen Hurts, or C, Nick Sirianni?
Coach, number three. We could sit here and talk about all three of them. we could talk about all three of them now for the rest of the morning, and you probably will. But if you ask me to, what's my big takeaway from yesterday? It's the head coach. Here's a guy that preaches discipline, fundamentals, taking away the big play and not turning the ball over, and the team's not doing any of it. So somewhere along the line, there's a disconnect. between the head coach and the locker room, and that ain't good. That ain't good. When you're having that conversation week four of the season, you got problems.
Ray, doesn't this spring from the fact that the team's respect is in question here? The team needs to respect the head coach, Ray, and it feels like that is lacking?
Yeah, I do. I sure feel that way. I mean, I was one of the people that kind of bought into what we saw in New Orleans and said, oh, okay, well, this is more reflective of what this team is. They're better. They're certainly better than what they showed us against Falcons. And they kind of got it back on track now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a big win going on the road, playing a hot team, coming out of there with a win. Yeah, okay, I think they got it back. And then yesterday, walking back into the stadium where you closed your last season with basically a no-show performance and doing it all over again, that's troubling on like every conceivable level. But you start with the head coach,
right?
And to his credit, I will say, if you watched his post-game presser, I mean, he owned it.
He
owned it right from the beginning and said, it's on me, it's on me, it's on me. And I honestly don't think it was lip service. I honestly think he feels that way. And you know what? He's right in feeling that way.
I thought Sirianni and Hurts both said all the right things after the game. We didn't get the Hurts Yoda-isms. Like he owned it, and Sirianni owned it, and I did appreciate that.
He's right in feeling that way, but does he know?
Well, you got to do something about it.
Fix it.
Know,
does he know how to do it better? I don't think he does. I don't think he's shown that he does.
Ray, let's get to the reality of this bye week as it relates to Sirianni today or tomorrow. Do you think there is a chance that Lurie will fire him in the next 48 hours?
No.
I agree. Listen, Ray was a dead man walking in 98, survived the whole year. Andy was a dead man walking in 2012, survived the whole year. I don't think he gets fired either.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I wouldn't advocate that. I wouldn't call for that right now. But what you're seeing is really concerning. I mean,
when, Ray? Why not now? I know it just feels crazy, but there is an opportunity here. We don't have another official bye. There's a window.
Yeah, a window to jump out of is basically what it amounts to. I don't see it, John. I just don't. I mean, first of all, where are you going to go? Is it going to be Vic Fangio? I doubt it. I'm guessing if you did it, you'd probably do it with Kellen Moore. because you know that's the way this team just rolls. I mean, they go young offensive coaches. That's their MO. So if they were to make a change, it'd be Kellen Moore, who's never been a head coach before. So no, I don't see that happening.
And Fangio feels like a nice interim who could bridge to Belichick.
Listen, maybe, but I'll just say this, Ray. The two times where the Eagles that I can remember in the last 15 years making a dramatic change in the middle of a year were a disaster. When Castillo got let go as defensive coordinator halfway through the year and Todd Bowles came in, the defense was worse. When Desai got let go last year and Patricia came in, the defense was worse.
Yeah.
I know it's tempting to say fire Sirianni, but I just don't think in this sport it typically works because of how interconnected the whole operation is. All right, and Ray, I want to get to some other topics.
Just finishing up on that one point. If you really were at the if you really were that shaky about the guy's coaching, then you should have let him go at the end of last season.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
You know, I mean, if you're really having those thoughts now, 4 weeks into the next season, then you should have let him go in January.
That's right.
You know, once you recommitted to him after last season, and I got to tell you, well, we may have even had this conversation, but in all the years I've been around football, I can't ever remember anywhere with any team, no matter how messed up the organization is, that a season ends, but all the coordinators get fired, but the head coach comes back. I've never seen that before. Now, I'm not saying it was a mistake. At the time, I said I didn't think that Nick was going to get fired, and he didn't. And I wasn't calling for him to be fired. But to see all of that whole next level of coaches get swept out the door, but the head coach comes back, I've never seen that before. And so, I mean, that in itself was a little surprising to me. But now here you are four weeks in, your team's a mess, and... You know, I look at the Bucks, and you know, I heard so much, and we even talked about it. I mean, you know, Todd Bowles, you know, he's going to blitz, he's going to get pressure, and and everybody's talking about him and his defense as if it's this meat grinder, and they had two sacks in the first three games. It's not like what he's doing is tearing the league apart. It tears this team apart.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But most of the other teams have figured out a way to combat that. Why hasn't this team been able to do that in multiple occasions? That to me is very concerning.
All right, Ray, and by the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Reminder, Seth Joyner with us in an hour from 9 to 10. Ray with us every Monday at this time. Ray, let's get to the quarterback. So I actually think it's a bigger issue than Sirianni just because that position and that contract. I think Sirianni will be gone sort of soon, end of the year. I think Hurts won't be too far behind him. Where do you stand big picture now with Jalen Hurts and his career as the franchise quarterback or perhaps not much longer franchise QB of the Eagles?
Well, you know, I would like to just sort of still the waters here and be able to say, no, everything's okay. You know, he's going through a rough patch here, but everything will be fine. Because I don't really believe that. I think there's genuine reason to be concerned here. And it's, as with all things and with all football teams and all football seasons, everybody tries to narrow it down to the quarterback, and it's never just the quarterback. So a lot of what's happening with this team is happening on multiple fronts. But ultimately, you know, ultimately it does come back to him in many ways. And he's just, I'm just really kind of baffled with the way he's playing right now. Because, you know, there's a part of me that says, I know he's better than this. And I keep thinking each week is going to be the week that he kind of comes out of it. But the further along we go and the deeper we get, you know, it's harder to find the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, just the moments yesterday in that game, when he's standing in the pocket and he's holding the ball, and when you know that turning the ball over has been a real problem with this team, and you know that that's the one thing that you can't afford to do, and yet he's doing it, you know. And it couldn't have been a more dramatic display on the same field on the same day between he and Baker Mayfield. I mean, there's Baker Mayfield, the ball coming out, and you know, I don't think he's any Hall of Famer. But he's okay. But what makes him effective on days when he's effective is he's getting rid of that ball like right now. and you have your quarterback standing there. And I know the two big receivers are gone and everything, but there has to be a way you can work around that. And you saw the key to this game was that the Buccaneers had a plan where they were going to come out and they were going to get rid of the ball quick and they were going to neutralize the Eagles' pass rush, because last week the Bucs got, you know, Mayfield got sacked 7 times. Well, we're not going to let that happen again. We're going to get rid of the ball quick. Well, if your team is a team that turns the ball over too much because your quarterback's getting hit in the pocket, then you better find a way to do that. Well, the Buccaneers found a way around it, and the Eagles did not.
That's right. Ray, I want to get to the defense. Let me give you a hypothetical here. Jalen starts playing better. He starts looking like a top 10 quarterback again, and that settles down the offense. But can they get to 11 wins with this defense? Is it even reasonably possible that they can become a quality team with this defensive personnel this year?
Not the way they played yesterday. If they played the way they played in New Orleans, you could. See, that to me is the real... That's kind of where I am right now this morning, looking back on this thing, is I don't know what they are. You know, I don't know what they are. I mean, in a space of 7 days, we went from saying, boy, this defense played really good, which they did.
Yep.
I mean, New Orleans, they played really well, to yesterday when they looked inept. You know, I mean, they went
tired
to the game in New Orleans against what I think is a better offensive team. And won the game because the defensive line played really good and because everybody at every level tackled really well, to a game yesterday where they couldn't tackle anybody. I mean, I went through that game again last night. I've seen all different numbers of people saying how many missed tackles. I came up with 18. And you're not going to win in the National Football League if you miss 18 tackles. I don't care who you're playing against. So right now, you know, Joe, that's the hard part. It would be easier if we could just sit here and say, "Oh, this team is terrible." I mean, they can't get out of their own way. The defense can't stop anybody. Can't say that, because a week ago we saw them stop the number one defense, that number one offense in the league. Then yesterday they fall on their face. So that's what makes this frustrating. Is you're saying, "Okay, which is the real team?" And coming out of the bye, what team are we going to see? I don't know. I'm not optimistic. I can't be optimistic after what I saw yesterday. But a week ago, we saw them play really well. So, you know, I don't know where we stand. I really don't know where we stand. At 2-2, you know, you're in it. You're still in it. But you're not going to be in it long if you play the way you played yesterday.
Ray, well said. We love having you on the show, Ray. Thanks so much. Looking forward to talking to you next week. And obviously in the month of October, as long as the Phillies last, we'll be doing a lot of Phillies coverage with you as well. Thanks, Ray.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right,
bye-bye.
There he is, the Diddy.